I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
All right. Hi, guys. It's Ian Jameson here. Hopefully you can see and hear us. Okay. Oh, good. Good to see you. We just had a wee idea to get Matt in front of you. We missed his, we missed a chance to put him in front of you when he signed. So we're going to kick off shortly. He'll be with us and start with a question each, and then we'll see what we've got time for. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
Thanks, Ian.
Hey guys, if I can just go through the list that we've got. David, I see you first. David Falls, would you like to start?
Okay. Hi, Matt. I wonder if you could give us some feedback on your thoughts on the intensity of the Scottish game you've had, the Glasgow Derby, the big matches away at Hearts and Aberdeen. And obviously a last-minute winner against Dundee United with 10 men. Is the intensity and maybe the standard of the Scottish game surprised you?
I wouldn't say the standards like surprised me too much. I think the intensity of the way we play as a team has probably been the thing I needed to adjust to most. I've come from a team which isn't so much of a non-stop pressing team as such, which we kind of are. So in that sense, I think that's been the biggest transition for me to get used to physically, mostly. In terms of opposition, yeah, I think some games are definitely more intense than others. I think Hearts was really intense, just purely because of the atmosphere as well. And things like that have been a bit different. I think fans especially has been another massive change for me because we've obviously got 60,000 pretty much every game when I'm used to playing previously in front of a lot less than that. So no, I wouldn't say the overall standard has been something I've felt uncomfortable with, but I think the level of obviously our team Celtic is significantly higher, which you'd expect.
Cheers.
Thanks, Steve. Hamish.
Hi, Matt. Congratulations on the fast start you've made to life at Celtic. I've watched a lot of your interviews, Matt, and something you comment on quite a lot is the playing style and Celtic's playing style being suited to your own playing style. Are you able to expand on that at all? And also, you know, tell me why that's so important to you and tell me why Celtic was so perfect for you.
Yeah, I mean, I always said my next move was very important. Just being of, you know, my age as well, it's an important time for me to make the right step. So, of course, I had other interests elsewhere, but it wasn't necessarily the right thing for me in terms of my own career. So in that sense, that side of it was a no-brainer. I obviously spoke with Ange on the phone. He really explained the style of play to me and where I fit into the system, being one of the eights who can hopefully create and et cetera. And I think like from game one, hopefully that's been easy to see that I fit in quite well. And yeah, I'm someone that just generally likes to play good football, and here's the perfect place to do that.
Thanks, Hamish. Cynic? Sorry, I don't know who's on the call. Sorry.
Hi, Matt. Lewis from thecynic.co.
As a midfielder on this side, how enjoyable is it to be involved in the attacking transitions with the constant movement and rotations? And do you think that will improve much further in the future with how early you are on your Celtic career?
Yeah, no, it's really enjoyable. I mean, I think all footballers want to play football this way, whether they are or not. I think that's a different thing, but I think everyone wants to play the way we are. So in that sense, yeah, really enjoyable. Obviously, I get the ball in areas where I feel like I can hurt opposition, whereas, you know, most teams as a midfielder, you might get the ball quite deep where it's quite hard to hurt the opposition. I'm receiving literally close to their goal most of the time, which for me is really enjoyable. But no, I still think there's a lot to improve on, definitely. I mean, for myself, I'm only 5 games in and I feel like I've already got good connections with the likes of Liel, Jura, etc. But hopefully, I mean, it's only 5 games in, so 20 games in, 30 games in, hopefully we should see a better understanding between the three of us.
Thanks and all the best for Thursday.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Lewis. Celtic state of mind?
Hi, Matt. How you doing?
Hi, mate. You're good, thanks.
Good, good. Matt, obviously, playing international football could be high up on your list. You're in a privileged position. You can represent England, Norway and Denmark. Not many people are able to say that. Now, this is a World Cup year. Would that come into your reckoning at all? Have you had thoughts about who you would maybe want to represent, or is it a dilemma for you?
I've had thoughts about the World Cup. I won't lie. I mean, it's definitely one of like my bigger targets, I'd say, because I feel like it's possible, you know. I mean, I'm playing for a club such as Celtic now, so I don't think it's out of the question. Still a long way to go to be able to get a call-up of that magnitude, so we'll see. And yeah, regarding picking a nation, I think it's still really early. I haven't actually played for Denmark yet. I played for England youth teams, but at the same time, I do feel quite Danish. My mum's Danish. I can speak a decent amount. I can understand a very good amount. So in that sense, I don't think it's something that's out of the question at all. And if I did get called up from Denmark, I don't think I'd be saying no. So no, I'm excited to see what happens. But for now, let's just focus on what's in front of me and then we'll go from there.
Good luck, Wilson. I hope you get what you want out of it, Matt.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, Tony. We've got Paul at Celtic Fans TV.
Hi, it's Martin representing Celtic Fans TV today. Hi, Matt. Not at all. Firstly, just to say, you know, we've been blown away by the start that you've had. You know, what a cauldron for a debut at Tynecastle, but you didn't look out of place. You settled in so quickly, and you know, in the games that you've played in thereafter, you've just looked like an actual. Particularly impressed with Aberdeen up against our legendary ex-captain Scott Brown. You were very, very good that night. Just interested in not only you, but some of the other big signings that we've brought in recently have hit the ground running so quickly, which is very, very unusual for a new signing to look like they've been there forever. I can only assume that some of that beyond your core capability, and I know your old manager said great things about you and we're seeing that, some of that must be down to the manager and the influence and the message from the manager. Interested in, you know, what influence does Ange play on yourself and others, making such a solid and impactful start to your career at Celtic?
I think the clearness and from the manager side of things has made it really easy for all of us to settle in. I mean, we all know exactly where we're supposed to be and what we're supposed to do, whether it be on or off the ball. So in that sense, I've kind of just gone out onto the pitch full well knowing what I need to do. So from a player's point of view, that's really what you want, because you know you can just play with freedom from that point on. Obviously, the likes of Rio, Gucci, Dyson will come in as well and hit the ground running. So that's a really good sign, seeing as they all don't speak much English as well. So I think that really highlights the you know, the structure that we have within the team and how clear it is on all of our roles. I'm really enjoying learning new things as well. I think that's one of the most important things. I'm enjoying learning a new formation, a new style of play. Feeling good.
Thanks, Martin.
Right, thanks, Matt. Thanks.
No worries.
Hey, Andrew. Hi, Andrew. Andrew, you're on the call. Andrew, more than 90 minutes. Martin Melly.
Hi, Matt. You spoke about coming in only playing the five games so far. There's quite a few games left in the season. Have you or the manager set yourself targets for goals and assists? We've already seen you with a few assists and a goal. Now that you're off the mark, have you got a figure in your head?
I don't have a set number, no, I will be honest. I think as long as I can perform to a high level, I think the rest will take care of itself. That's kind of my mindset at the moment. I don't want to get too worked up about not scoring or assisting, because I feel like you can have a good game and not score or assist, and you can also have a bad game and maybe score or assist. So I think from that side of things, I'm really just trying to focus on my role within the team every day and trying to help the team as much as I can from that point of view. Obviously, goals and assists are always nice individually, but at the moment, we're winning games, and I think that's the most important thing.
Top man, thanks a lot.
No worries.
Thanks, man. Guys, at GigPod, are you there on the line?
Yep. Hi, Matt. I've read you saying that you saw yourself more as a number eight player rather than a deep line midfielder. With that in mind, I've also noticed in the games with us that you seem to drift out wide often to help create chances for the team. Is this a specific trait that the manager has developed in your play, or has that always been a part of your game?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the system and the structure that we play. I think if I'm told to do a certain thing, I'll try to do that. At my previous club, it wasn't something that was encouraged too much, but if I was asked to do it, I would try to do it. And I do like being out in that wide area. I feel like it's quite a good position for me to, you know, come in and create things. So in that sense, it's enjoyable. But yeah, I think just the structure of the team allows me to drift out wide or stay in pockets. I think we have a really good rotation within the system as well, which makes it quite easy to be free and, you know, loose.
Thanks. Andrew, you there again? Or not? Maybe we've lost him. Sorry. Anyone else, guys? Would you like another question, anyone?
Yeah, I've not been yet four times.
I've not been yet either for Celtic here. Either.
Sorry, guys. On you go.
Hey, hi, Matt. So everybody seems to have been impressed by how easily you've fitted into this Celtic team, especially given you joined halfway through the season. What would you put that down to? And has there been anybody in the dressing room or off the field that's particularly helped you settle in at Celtic?
Yeah, I don't think it comes down to one individual. I think from the moment I came through the doors, everyone was very welcoming. So from that point, I knew it was going to be quite easy to settle in. Everyone's just genuinely nice people, which makes it easy for me. Of course, I obviously spoke with the manager before I came, which made me excited to join. And then when I got here, honestly, everyone was really welcoming. So I wouldn't say it's one individual. I'd say it's just a whole collective, to be honest.
Thanks, Matt.
No worries.
Great stuff. Anyone else who's not?
Hi, gentlemen. Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for speaking to us. Hope you're enjoying yourself in Glasgow.
Mm-hmm, I am.
Matt, now, you've shown yourself to be a pretty technically able, skillful player, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Surrounded by guys like Jota, Leo, Tom Rogic, Mikey Johnson, etc. Who technically has impressed you the most since you joined the club? Hmm. And why is it Tony Ralston?
That's a tough question. We have a lot of technicians because of the way we play. If I'm going off pure just like smoothness and technical ability, I'd probably say Jota, to be fair. I just think he's just really elegant with the way he plays, you know. And you see the stuff he does on the pitch, he usually excites the fans by just whenever he gets the ball, really. So I think for that reason, I'd probably say him.
Lovely hair as well, isn't he?
Say again, lovely hair. Yeah, lovely hair.
Lovely hair, man.
Great hair, yeah. Brilliant. Man.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers,
no worries, mate. No worries.
Anyone else, guys?
Hi, Matt. I've still to go. It's rare we see young players at your age come in with such a level of ability. On StatsBomb, you top the ranks and probably most important metrics for midfielders. It makes me kind of ask the question, where do you see yourself? What bits of your game do you actually want to improve? Because from what I look at, you're almost the perfect midfielder already.
No, I appreciate that. I don't think I'm anywhere near where I want to be at in terms of individual performances. I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm improving day by day, which is the main thing. But, you know, a few years down the line, I've said before, I want to be playing at the highest level I can be. hopefully that's here, and we're challenging for really big trophies, but we'll see. I try to take it day by day, to be honest. I really want to just push myself every day to reach new levels, and I feel like Celtic is the perfect place to do that. So, yeah.
Happy to hear that. Good luck the rest of your career at Celtic.
Thanks, mate.
Hi, Matt. It's Paddy from the Celtic Exchange here. So one of the things that I'd obviously seen about your career there is obviously the chance and the huge risk you take with leaving Fulham when offered the deal with themselves there. And I just want to know, what does that say for yourself there? Just the drive and the determination and the patience from yourself, and obviously the time that it's taken from that transition in that summer to then join MK Dons in the following January. What does that say about yourself? And, you know, for me looking out, it's an incredible decision to make. And, you know, Celtic here are the fortunate ones because of it. But what does that say about yourself as a character and as a person?
No, I think at the time it was just me wanting to play football. I think that's what it came down to. That was the main thing. I think I trusted my ability, and I felt like at the time Fulham didn't as much as I did. So, and that was the main reason I chose to seek elsewhere. Obviously, I was a free agent for quite a long time, maybe a little too long, but at the end of the day, I still felt comfortable. I still felt like it was going to work out just fine. I backed my ability, and I tried to train hard as much as I could over the summer and through those months. And when I signed for MK, I knew that it was the right place for me, just because the style of play was right there as well. And I felt like I could, you know, show what I could do there. And then because I played the amount of games I did there, obviously clubs like Celtic and other ones, they were interested. When I was at Fulham at the time, I'd only played about, I don't know, I'm going to guess like 7 or 8 just competitive games as such. And from an outside point of view, it doesn't look too great. And for myself, I just felt like I needed more experience just playing men's football. And here we are today. So I think it's worked out pretty well. And I always trusted it.
Same with me. I think it's worked out well. Great. Thanks very much, Matt. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, Matt. Just following on from that last question, it was kind of a similar question. You left Fulham as a free agent in the summer of 2020 as the country was going through the sort of first lockdown. What challenges did you face as an unattached footballer during such an unprecedented period living in?
I think the main thing was that a lot of clubs didn't have a lot of money at the time, obviously, because of the pandemic. So that made it hard for me to move, you know, sooner rather than later. So in that sense, I knew I'd probably be without a club for a certain amount of time, which was fine, but I would have rather have signed with someone earlier, of course. But I was with my ex-girlfriend at the time. We spent a lot of time together just training in the park. She'd come with me and watch me and stuff like that. So I felt good, you know. I felt in a good mental space, which was important for me at the time, because, you know, without a club, you know, you could easily think negatively, etc. But no, I felt good. I was positive, and at the end of the day, I knew it was the right decision in my heart, so I always felt good.
Thanks very much, Matt.
No worries.
Okay. Guys, anyone else who's not had a turn? Are we all good? Happy? Anything else anyone want to throw another one or not?
I've got one for Matt, if he can handle another one.
I can handle another one, yes, fine.
No worries. When you signed, Matt, you mentioned a few former Celtic players that you knew, the likes of Paddy Roberts, and I think Stefan Johansson was another one. Have you had any contact from those guys since you've started playing?
From the ones I mentioned, I actually haven't. I've had contacts from, I shouldn't say this, but obviously Russell Martin, who played for Rangers briefly, he contacted me because he was my old coach, and he wished me luck and kind of just explained to me the magnitude of the rivalry between Celtic and Rangers, just really trying to prepare me for what was to come when I came to the city, because obviously before I came here, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know how passionate fans would be. So now I'm walking down the street and people are beeping their horns and stuff. It's not something I'm used to. So in that sense, he definitely prepared me just for what was to come. But now from those guys you said, I haven't heard much. I'm sure they're all doing well, but nothing from them.
Brilliant. All the best, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Matt, can I ask you as well? You would have played under Peter Grant at Fulham. Now, Grant, he's not short of a word or two about Celtic. Did he ever speak to you about Celtic? What did he say? And now that you're here, did it measure up to his expectations of Celtic?
He didn't speak to me individually about it, but I remember one analysis session where we were just on the computers, and we watched an old clip of him scoring for Celtic with a, I think he had a mullet at the time, so we all obviously found that quite funny. But no, other than that, that's probably the only thing I've seen of him at Celtic. But obviously I saw him celebrating with so much passion, and I think from that video I knew how much it meant to him, which was cool to see.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
Hi Matt, just a final quick question for myself. How are you looking forward to your first ever European night at Celtic Park?
No, yeah, massively. I'm looking forward to the atmosphere, especially just after the Rangers game a few weeks ago, wherever it was. I think those night games really just emphasise the Celtic Park being like it is. You know, it was such a cool night for me. So I think from that side of things, just the atmosphere and just the whole nighttime life, I think that's what I'm looking forward to most.
Yep, looking forward to seeing you play.
Thanks, mate.
Great. All good, guys? Thank you for your time.
Cheers, and, guys.
Cheers, Matt. Good luck on Thursday.
See you, guys. Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
Cheers, Matt. Thank you.
Right.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.